On the KSRO live line with us is somebody you no doubt know, somebody you even danced to, for sure. In the 80s, there was nobody bigger than the Police. And to help us celebrate an event tonight at the LBC, Andy Summers is here. Hello, Andy. Good to have you here.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. Well, glad to talk to you. And we'll talk in a moment about the event coming up tomorrow night. First of all, want to say, how's it going for you? I know that since the Police broke up, well, you've been a very busy guy at 13 solo albums, for one thing. Can you describe what the past decade or two have been for you?
Well, it's all been, you know, I've been very lucky, of course, and privileged to be able to do it. But I've had a very, you know, more time than I spent with the Police. A great time making records, touring the world. Yeah, going from one thing to another and really kind of enjoying it all. And, it, you know, we're still going here.
Yes, obviously you're still going. That's what you're doing for us tomorrow night. And, Andy, talk about your autobiography a little bit, One Train Later. Was that tough to write?
Well, I think anything that's worthwhile is tough. Yeah, nothing comes easy, does it? You have to struggle to get it, and then you... Yeah, I mean, it took me some time to put it all together, but, you know, I did it all alone and got some advice at the end.
Was it cathartic at all
the process.
For you?
Sorry, was it what?
Was it cathartic at all? A lot of people say that about writing their autobiographies.
A good word for it.
Yeah,
to some extent, you know, I mean, you know, I think it has to be cathartic because I think you get into, you know, the deeper feelings that you want to express.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, it's not only cathartic, it's intellectual, it's craftsman, it's construct. You know, you have to sort of build your own sort of methodology to get through, you know, a 400-page book.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder,
and make it, you know, worthwhile.
I always wonder, in a situation, you know, akin to yours, where you spend so much time on the road, how do you keep track? How do you even put together the sequence of events when you're writing an autobiography?
Yeah, well, it's really true. I have a very good memory,
Yeah, that's great.
I did keep some journals because I was going through this rather sort of life-changing experience with that particular band. And, you know, also the other thing is I shot photography almost from day one till the end.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I had a kind of visual diary, so I've pretty much got it all notated one way or the other, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a fantastic read, but because what a fantastic and interesting life you've had so far, and there's plenty of it to go.
More coming.
Yeah, much more coming, including tomorrow night, Andy. So happy that you're a part of this event called Play It Forward. It is a benefit concert at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts and a guitar giveaway for so many musicians here in the North Bay who lost their instruments during the Northern California fires.
Yeah. No, great.
How'd you get hooked up with this?
Well, mostly through Mike Melendo, who is the editor of Guitar Player magazine.
Yes.
And of course, over, you know, my career, years I've been around, I've interacted with Mike, you know, into various interviews, you know, various records I've done, so on and so forth. There's been a lot over the years, so it's just kind of a natural fit, I suppose. I'm not quite sure what, because I've come up here, all I've got with me is one guitar.
Hey, I think that's all we really want you to have. That's plenty for us.
Yeah, but now I've got a big setup. I mean, I think Mike's got a lot of their guitar players on and some really, you know, hot bands. So I'll be doing something a little different from everybody else tomorrow night, but I think we'll have a nice moment there.
Absolutely. It is all about the resilience of the Sonoma County and the Sonoma North Bay music community.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have you here. Best thing about being as popular as the Police were in the 80s, best thing to you?
Well, there's some saucy answers to that, Mrs. Somebody asked me that last night.
We accept saucy answers, that's okay.
I'd go, well, what do you think? Okay, money, sex, and power.
Okay, there's your three things right there.
Well, okay, no, I'm being silly, but of course the great thrill is to... But yeah, I thought you'd like that.
I did.
Yeah, but it's the music, you know, and you know, standing in front of, you know, 50,000 people every night and, you know, playing very well and being a great band and having everybody come. I mean, it's all very exhilarating. Yeah.
Okay. Worst or most challenging thing about being that big?
Well, I think you lose a sense of reality, possibly, you know, and then it's a very hard, it's like a, you know, a drug. It's a very hard thing to come down from, you know, and to, you know, get back to like normal life reality. And who wants to?
Yeah, who wants to give that up? That's for sure.
And yeah, so, yeah, no, I mean, it, you know, you can see why people, something doesn't, not everybody handles it well. We all know about that kind of thing.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, with that kind of pressure. So I think the challenge is to find some sort of balance, you know, so you can do all that, you know, do it very well and yet, you know, kind of remain somewhat sane in the middle of it all.
And balance so that you can do all that and live to tell the story a couple of decades later. That's a part of your success, too. Well, it's an exciting time for us. We're really excited about having you in town tonight at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts for Play It Forward. Andy, it's great to talk to you. I can't end this without saying, do you talk to Sting ever?
The last communication was a little email. No, we don't really talk. No.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that, but, you know, we love a happy ending.
But this comes up a lot. People seem to think that we're three guys who were in a band a long time ago that all just hang out together and chat on the phone already. We don't.
Yeah. Different time,
like,
huh?
Different time. There's always, we have to stay connected because, you know, a juggernaut like the band, the Police, it just moves on through time. I mean, this year there's all sorts of re-releases and all sorts of stuff. So we're all still signing contracts together. And,
yeah.
You know, is that the, I mean, the beast itself hasn't gone away.
Well, you are the one that we're super excited to see at the LBC.
Well,
so thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and we will see you at the show at the LBC.
Okay. Brilliant.
Look, thanks, Andy.
See you there.
He is in the Hall of Fame. That is Andy Summers performing at the LBC for Play It Forward, replacing some of the musical instruments lost in the fires by local musicians. It's at the LBC tonight at 8 o'clock.